Magic 931's Brooke and Vaughn.
ATAR results coming in at the start of the week. I was going to say very exciting for some people. For some people, certainly. A lot of emotions all over the place, as we've discussed. But we do want to recognise and give congratulations to Hayley in Loxton. She got the highest ATAR in the Riverland, Brooke.
Phenomenal effort. What was it? 99.25. I can't even fathom that.
That's pretty much a perfect score. It doesn't get much better than that. She does join us on the line now. Hayley, good morning.
Good morning.
What was it like when you found out?
Giddy disbelief, honestly, because they told us we would get results at 8:30 and I logged on at 8:10 and they were up, so I just couldn't believe it.
I've heard stories like that before where people log in early just to kind of get in. You were looking at a number of 99.25. Did you even believe it?
No, I thought it might have been like with extra bonus points added on, but no, that was my raw ATAR.
That is unbelievable. I know when I got my ATAR, my only real intentions were trying to beat my brother, which I'm proud to say, smashed him. Do you have any siblings? Has the gauntlet been thrown down?
Yes, I have one younger sister who is in year 9 this year.
She's coming for you. Whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, or she knows it yet, she is now has a target.
Yeah.
It's a tough score to beat. So I suppose, what do you think it was, Hayley, that drove you through year 12? Was there something in particular, a goal at the end that you were just hoping to achieve?
Well, my particular cohort at Loxton High School is quite a smart one. We had 14 students get over 90 for the ATAR, which is quite well, I think. But anyway, it just meant like it wasn't just like one person who was smart and did well at school. It was like we all drove each other to do better, and we're quite a competitive bunch. So
competitiveness defeats anything, really.
You really need it.
Yeah.
So what's next for you then, Hayley?
So next year I'm going down to Adelaide to study a bachelor. Well, I've applied for a Bachelor of Mathematical Sciences at Adelaide University.
I think they'll let you in. Can I just give you some scholarly advice as someone who went to the University of Adelaide? Very good student radio program if you want to get involved in the radio station. Radio Adelaide would love to have you.
Okay.
Now, Hayley, if there was, you know, you say you're talking to the people coming through to year 12 for next year, what would be the one piece of advice that you would give them?
Do your work when you have time, because if you do, you'll be so much less stressed and you will do work that you're proud of.
I could have used that advice when I was going through year 12 and university.
And I think that's a good message. No matter what the number is, as long as you can be proud of the work that you've done or whatever you've been hoping to achieve and had your eye on. Hayley, congratulations once again, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.